You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Monday to you. It's Monday, November the 27th. The 76ers have a tough test tonight. The Sixers face the Cleveland Cavaliers. The LeBron James-led Cleveland Cavaliers. Right now, as we speak, Ben Simmons is listed as questionable for tonight's game. However, I have a hunch that he'll play. And my reasoning is, you know, he has a bruised left elbow. He missed the last game because of it. But something tells me that he's going to suck it up and he's going to play tonight. This game, there's a lot at stake. Me personally, I think that it was one of those things where the last game, the Sixers probably felt as if they could win without him. But tonight, they know that they're going up against the big dogs. The first game of four against Eastern Conference powers. And they want their point guard there. And their point guard wants to play in this one. So, I have a hunch that he's going to play. He's going to gut it out, so to speak. He'll be out there. And, you know, when you look at it, the Cavaliers are a team that a lot of people were saying, hey, what's going on with Cleveland? What's going on with Cleveland? Cleveland is struggling right about now. Well, you know, I still think that the Cavs are going to come out of the East. You know, the Cavs, they started off the season. They won, you know, three of their first four games. And then they went on a four-game losing streak. And then everyone else was like, wow, what's going on? And then, you know, next thing you know, right now they won seven in a row. They're trying to go for their eighth consecutive victory. So, Cleveland is kind of back. They have the third best record in the league. But, you know, I think that this team is, it is the best in the East. I mean, they don't have Isaiah Thomas yet. He'll come back once he's playing. You know, they don't have to worry about the point guard situation. I mean, right now, tonight, they're going to have Jose Calderon starting at the point. I mean, I guess Jose, when he was initially, you know, signed, the goal was for him was to be the third point guard he started. You know, but when you look at LeBron James, you know, LeBron James ranks third in the NBA in points scored at 28.5 points, right? He's fourth in the NBA in assists per game at 8.6, right? And he's also eighth in the league in field goal percentage at 58%. And then you have Kevin Love, who's playing center right now. Kevin Love is averaging 17.9 and 10.4 rebounds per game. His 10.4 rebounds rank 12th in the league, you know. So, you know, and you think we're talking about Kevin Love, a guy who some dudes questioned in the last couple of years, like, hey, is he as good as we all think? Is he this? Is he that? I mean, the guy is balling and he's playing out of position. So, you know, I think that this is going to be a tough test for the Sixers, you know. And let's face it, you know, the Sixers have basically struggled against the Cavs. I mean, like, look at this. Dating back to November 9th, 2013, the Cavs are 12-1 against the Sixers and have won each of the last nine meetings, which is the longest active winning streak for a single opponent. So that's not good. You know, and then also we talked about, you know, Cleveland being on this seven-game winning streak overall right now. The Cavs are 9-3 in the month of November. they scored at least 100 points in all 12 of those games, averaging 114.3 points in this month. That's the third highest average in the league for this month. You know, they're 5-1 in road games this year, including winners of each of the last four, which is, you know, kind of obvious when you consider they won 8 in a row, you know. But they have 7 players averaging at least 8 points during the 7-game winning streak, starting with LeBron James, who's averaging 27.1. Then you have Kevin Love averaging 18.6. Kyle Korver is averaging 12.4. Jay Crowder, which turned out to be a huge pickup for them in this trade with the Boston Celtics this summer, is averaging 12.3 points. Dwayne Wade, another huge addition for Cleveland, is averaging 12 points. Then you have J.R. Smith, who's averaging 8.9. And then Jeff Green, another big addition, is averaging 8.3. So there you have it. This team is, you know, this team is balanced. They have the best player in the world in LeBron James. I know some people may say, what are you talking about? He didn't win MVP. They went to Westbrook, or Steph Curry got it the last couple of years. But come on, y'all. You all know that LeBron's the best player. It just seems like it's one of those things where, you know, he doesn't always win the MVP, but he always gets his team to the championship. And it's kind of like when Michael Jordan was around, we all knew he was the best, but then other people would win MVPs because they had more compelling stories, or they came out of nowhere a season, or what have you, you know. But Jordan was the best. LeBron's the best, in my opinion. But this is going to be a huge test for the Sixers. You know, right now, you know, the Sixers are averaging 109 points. They're shooting 46.6% from the field. They lead the league in rebounds at 48.8 per game. They're one of the top teams in assists at 26.4. So this is going to be a huge test, and we're going to see what the Sixers do. I think it's going to be tough. I know they're confident. They think that they can get it. They think that they can win all 4 of these games. That's the goal. But this is going to be a tough one. But it's going to be a huge test to see what they can do. Thank you for listening, and have a great, great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.